This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on the nomination of federal judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court late next week.
The time periods we've talked about extensively, the same party as the president, the same party as the Senate. You know, Senator Cruz is very smart on all this stuff. I made sure you had a chance to test her. You did. And I want to compliment each member of the Democratic side for being firm but not going down the Kavanaugh road.
Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal not impressed with Graham.
I believe that this rush sham process is a disservice to our committee.
Senator Kamala Harris is canceling all campaign travel through the weekend out of an abundance of caution after a flight crew member and her communications director tested positive for coronavirus. Senator Harris tested negative for coronavirus twice over the past week. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Another busy day of campaigning for President Trump. The president will be in North Carolina, where he will deliver a campaign speech at the Pitt Greenville Airport at 1 o'clock. The president then participating in a fundraising reception in Florida and finally ending the night doing an NBC News town hall in Miami. On Wednesday, the president spoke to business leaders virtually and said the choice is clear between him and former Vice President Joe Biden.
I will deliver optimism, opportunity, and growth. They will deliver pessimism, stagnation, decline, and very high taxes. Simply put, it's a choice between a socialist nightmare and the American dream.
His opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, will be participating in virtual fundraising events and then spend the evening in Philadelphia participating in an ABC News town hall. The Labor Department reporting jobless claims last week rose to 898,000, the highest level since the end of August. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
New York Times science and health reporter Donald McNeil Jr. was surprised that America's recovery from the coronavirus pandemic is apparently unfolding faster than experts had anticipated. Experts saying with genuine confidence that the pandemic in the United States will be over far sooner than they expected, possibly by the middle of next year. As far as this news, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says,
well, I'm actually really happy to see Don McNeil in the New York Times writing this article, because it sheds a spotlight on what's been wrong for months now, which is it's always doom and gloom. It's always the politics of fear. It's always about how we can look at things from a negative perspective, which actually causes a lot more harm than good. And he's pointing out in here that, look, back in March, the coronavirus task force was projecting the possibility of 10 times more deaths than we've seen from COVID-19. Also, the age of the people getting infected is way lower. Also, we're seeing compliance with masking around the country of up to 90% of people going into stores.
On Tuesday, social media giant Twitter blocked the New York Post because they published hacked emails exposing Hunter Biden's business dealings in Ukraine. but they took no action when the New York Times published the tax returns of President Trump that were stolen from him. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s, just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, ready or not, here we come, ladies and gentlemen. We want to make sure that everybody on the team here is of a high-Q, genre, that we keep your intelligence fresh and aware with what's going on in your world. Of course, last night we found out that Hunter Biden's foreign dealings have plagued his father's presidential campaign for well over a year now. Of course, we've been reporting on it for well over a year, and Biden has successfully dodged any fallout by frequently claiming he never discussed Hunter's business dealings with him and insulting anyone who questioned him about it. And we've maintained, especially after we found out from Judicial Watch, because you saw video of Hunter Biden coming off of Air Force Two, which is Air Force One, but it becomes Air Force Two as soon as the vice president is in on the plane. And so we saw Hunter Biden many times coming off the plane. And I'm thinking, here's this guy doing business, and he's so cheap, he can't even buy his own ticket on a plane. He's got to catch a ride with his dad. And then we found out, because of Judicial Watch's investigation, that Hunter Biden was on Air Force Two with his dad in excess of 800 times. Well, Lowell Ponte is with us. Lowell, do you think that he just brought him along so they could play Parcheesi? I mean, you know, those are long flights, and you need to have some company, I guess.
Flights, no doubt about it. And that must be the only reason. Of course, the fact that Hunter was given $1.5 billion by Communist China literally within hours of Air Force Two taking off from China with him back in 2013, that must just be a coincidence. And the fact that he arrived on a magic carpet by the vice president, one heartbeat away from the presidency of the U.S., that must not have had any influence on the Chinese at all. But, of course, how many Americans know that, since we've had major left-wing media in the country, including Twitter and Facebook, simply cut the story dead.
Exactly.
Not allow it to be reported because, it was abuse. But as many people have now noted, when Trump, when the media was beginning to leak with tax returns that had been stolen and were illegally in the possession of the press, Twitter had no problem reporting that whatever.
Exactly. Well, you know, we know big tech has been in for Biden from day one. The president, CEO of Google, on election night after the announcement of Donald Trump in 2016, all but tears told his staff that this would never happen again. And so to that end, whether it's Facebook, it's Twitter, I mean, Lowell, this is getting out of hand. I mean, to where, you know, our First Amendment rights are compromised. We have allowed big tech, you know, the these power companies, you know, to control the narrative, and to be exempt and given extra, extra benefit and consideration when they're supposed to be impartial and it's clear that they no longer are. How long does this last? I would say that if the Republicans get elected, it doesn't last much longer. But if the Democrats do, then it will continue infinitum.
Well, the company has been given a special dispensation, and this is only a handful of left-wing pro-Democrat companies, whereby they could either be a common carrier like the telephone company. You know, the telephone company doesn't try to regulate what you say to someone else on the telephone. Or they can be like a newspaper, which edits, which controls, which censors what it allows and doesn't allow in its pages. That kind of company can be sued if they make a mistake. But a common carrier cannot be sued because they're not trying to control content. The problem is these companies have been given the best of both worlds. They can't be sued. They're treated as common carriers, and yet they totally censor what they allow to be read on their media.
How in heaven's name do you even begin to entertain such a deal like this, Lowell?
Well, that's easy. These are very powerful companies. These are companies that, by the estimate of one of the people who helped set up Facebook, can influence at least 12 million votes in one direction or the other in an election.
Mm-hmm.
You control the information. You basically control everything, which was the point of George Orwell's 1984. And that's the kind of totalitarian state that I suggest we would see after November if the Democrats sweep the White House and the Senate. I mean, it would be terrifying. We would literally see the effective demolition of the United States. The parties in control would then, and by the way, the Democratic extreme on the left, the progressive left, has been trying to do this since 1912.
Yes, exactly.
Woodrow Wilson said he was bound, determined to replace the obsolete U.S. Constitution. And they have largely done so, in part by loading the Supreme Court with leftists. Joe Biden had refused to say whether he would pack the Supreme Court or not. He now says, well, I don't like the idea, but he still refuses to say whether he would do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And even if he did at this point, who would believe him?
Yeah. Do you think that he's even in the power to do that already? I mean, he's echoing things that abandoned supposedly key principles he held before because of the influence of the left. I mean, who is Joe Biden? Do we know who he is? I mean, he seems to be rather a chameleon, doesn't he?
Well, I think those who have studied him say he's changed recently with his mental deterioration. There seems to be clear evidence when he appears in a national debate, he seems, well, he can put words together. Well, you could, too, if you were given a large enough dose of Adderall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can take a senile person and bring them back to coherence for a few hours with this drug that is made up of four different salts of amphetamine. By the way, Adolf Hitler ran Nazi Germany shooting up on amphetamine every day.
Yeah.
And you can't govern that way. You can't do it constantly. Biden has had two brain aneurysms. He is taking a blood thinner because he has AFib, atrial fibrillation.
Mm-hmm.
He could be killed by taking this drug for very long, but I think he's now viewed by the leftists who have hijacked the Democratic Party simply as a booster rocket that will get them into orbit.
Exactly.
And when, once they're in orbit, once they have total control, they don't care if he survives or not. In fact, he would by then become an annoyance.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why Nancy Pelosi addressed the 25th Amendment. People thought, oh, she's going after Trump. No, not going after Trump. She's going after Biden.
Well, she's going after power in her own hands. She wants a special committee appointed, not as under the 25th Amendment where the cabinet of the president makes these decisions. She wants a hand-picked panel that she has a role in picking, made up mainly of left-wing psychologists and so on, who could be counted on determining that anything conservative is somehow mentally unacceptable.
Right.
I mean, we've come to an age where the party of the ways and the ideologies of the government is just enormous. We're already deep in the midst of a civil war.
Exactly.
And
So she's going to use the same. She's going to use the same scientist or similar scientist like what we've used to lock down this country and to do the very thing that Donald Trump warned us about, and that is not let the solution be worse than the disease. Right.
Right.
And with all the hysteria that goes with it. Well, the one and only Lowell Ponte is with us. It's always an honor and pleasure to have Lowell with us. He is the former think tank futurist, former roving editor at Reader's Digest, and the seer of all. And only the true speaker, because that's all he knows. He doesn't know how to lie. That lie gene got edited from his DNA, thank God. So Lowell Ponte continues after this. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
I am not banning fracking. Let me say that again. I am not banning fracking. No matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
Like, what about, say, stopping fracking and stopping...
I am not banning fracking. No matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
I am not banning fracking. no matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
No more, no new fracking.
No matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
We are going to get rid of fossil fuels.
No matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
That's his story. That's he's sticking to it. They're not banning fracking. Well, maybe they are banning fracking. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just so confusing. But such is the mind of one Joe Biden. And America is polling 10, 12 points ahead of Donald Trump when you have somebody that's hard-pressed. And, Lowell, I'll tell you, having, you know, you live life long enough and you're around people that you've loved and, you know, family members who, as they head toward the exit of life as we know it here on this planet, in this plane, and they experience certain levels of dementia or Alzheimer's, it's heartbreaking to watch this. And I know a lot of people have a lot of compassion for Joe Biden because they see, you know, maybe their parents or a best friend or somebody that was near and dear to them, you know, going through the same thing. And, you know, and I say it's one thing if it's a parent or a friend that goes through this, but we're talking about somebody running for office, the highest office in the land. We're talking about somebody running for president with this kind of obvious disability. And you're going to tell me the hatred for Donald Trump is so much that you would still vote this man into office. It just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. In fact, it undoes one of the great truisms of politics, doesn't it, Bill? It used to be said you can't beat somebody with nobody. And yet Joe Biden is effectively now a nobody.
Right.
He can't be counted on to negotiate, to run the government, to do anything without the help of drugs, and that can only be used for a very brief time before they have serious mental consequences. So what do we have? We have two candidates in the race. They're represented by the pro-Trump side and the anti-Trump side.
Mm-hmm.
It is just Trump on both sides of the equation. And why be anti-Trump when there's really only one candidate? I mean, this is the difficulty. You know Joe Biden is unfit to be president. You know that he has a long record as a grafter and a slacker. You know that he gave away 3.5 million American industrial jobs to China. You know he is the one responsible for making China a most favored nation of the World Trade Organization, which has given it its great boost. You know that it was Joe Biden who personally signed the memo of control that said American companies have to undergo audits to be able to be on the New York Stock Exchange and so on. But Chinese companies don't, thanks to Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
So China has all and billions of dollars in U.S. pension funds, especially government worker pensions at all levels, are now invested in Chinese companies that may be nothing but empty shells.
Exactly.
Because they don't have to be audited.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all Joe Biden.
Yeah, and even if you pause for a moment, Lowell, and consider what he did as vice president under Barack Obama, I mean, those were 8 miserable years. I mean, they all but murdered the middle class with their policies. What they did with health care, I mean, we're going through all this fuss about the ACA, and do you know how many people are still on the ACA? Begrudgingly? 8.3 million people. That's all. I mean, this thing is, it was never the Affordable Care Act. Yes, as Nancy Pelosi said, we had to pass it to find out what's in it. And that's kind of what Joe Biden is telling everybody and not talking about fracking or packing the cord or any of these other policies.
Yes, you don't deserve to know my view of that.
No, you don't. But you got to elect me and then find out what's in me, I guess, huh? That's what we have to do? That's the Democratic mantra?
Yeah, and what fascinates me is we look at the hearings of
Amy Coney Barrett,
Supreme Court nominee,
yeah.
And we're seeing from Ms. Barrett a very interesting thing. We see from Mazie Hirono of Hawaii, for example, the suggestion that maybe there is some kind of sexual impropriety that this very Catholic, very dignified mother of at least 5 has engaged in. Well, what does that mean? That means they may have found one student who was flunked at Notre Dame Law School by the Republican nominee, mm-hmm. and he now or she now wants revenge. And what is better revenge than to imitate Blasey Ford's attempt to put forth wild accusations that can't be proven or disproven?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Christine Blasey Ford didn't do that for nothing. She got nearly $1 million from
exactly.
the GoFundMe pages.
How could she do that, Lowell?
Magazine.
Well, how could she do that, and then after the fact with impunity? I mean, you know, here she drops this big bomb, turns everything upside down, bruises up the reputation of Brett Kavanaugh, and she goes off with $1 million, her and the attorneys, and merrily they go down the road. And when she flat out lied to the Senate about her intent that she wasn't involved, and then you find out later on she's involved with the abortifacient company.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ludicrous. Meanwhile, Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey asked her, should a president agree to the peaceful transition of power? If I had been there, I would not have had the dignity and restraint
yes.
that the Republican nominee Barrett did. I would have said to Senator Booker, think the Democrats violated the peaceful transition of power in 2016 when they launched a resistance to duly elected President Donald Trump with government police, including FBI and CIA surveillance, with an impeachment based on a fake document paid for by Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee, paying Russian agents indirectly to concoct material that would be used to help nullify his entire 4 years
exactly.
as president.
Mm-hmm.
Will Booker, in other words, recuse himself, and every other Democrat recuse themselves as Democrats from any political effort to overthrow and remove the duly elected president? Well, no, they won't. But they were co-conspirators in an illegal criminal conspiracy to overthrow the president, the kind of thing you'd see in a banana republic. And now they self-righteously are demanding that he step down peacefully
exactly.
when they've cheated him. By the way, the old saying used to be, the check is in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
That was what you couldn't trust. Now it's going to be the vote is in the mail.
Yeah, exactly.
And that
well,
is
it's in the mail, or it's in vote. Or it's in ditches, or it's with a bunch of other votes sitting in the back of a U-Haul just waiting to be, you know, called out and utilized like they did in Orange County, California, we know, at the midterm elections. The other thing that galls me here, Lowell, is the repeated use of this hearing being illegitimate. How dare they make that statement? I mean, these are senators of the United States of America saying that something that is constitutionally dictated. How does Blumenthal, how do these others, I mean, even Chris Coons, he's smarter than that, to say that it's illegitimate.
Well, we're engaged in an exercise right out of George Orwell's 1984. The Associated Press, for example, has decided to go along with Biden's claim that it's the Republicans who have politicized the court, and that depoliticizing the court will mean packing it in a way that nullifies the Republican appointees. I mean, that's what they believe. They are now in an Orwellian exercise telling you, oh, it wasn't left-wingers who were burning down Portland and Seattle and New York City.
Right.
That was right-wingers who did that. There's no basis for saying such a thing. It's obviously the other way around. But we have a generation now that is so stupid that spends their life in their 30s living in mom and dad's basement that they may be the people who decide the election. And yet they're insanely uninformed and anti-Trump.
Well, this is why the people need to come out in record numbers, Lowell. I mean, as we know, roughly, what, a third of the country actually goes out and vote? We need to see 50%. I mean, the country, the future of our country is standing in the balance. And if people do not come out in record numbers, then I'm afraid because of all the ballot harvesting and the mail-in voting antics that's going on right now. And it's interesting, again, to your point, it's the Democrats that are claiming chicanery, but no association with it whatsoever. Hard to believe, right?
Absolutely.
Well, he's the one and only, Lowell Ponte.
America.
Thank you, Lowell. Take care, buddy. God bless.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on the nomination of federal judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court late next week.
The time periods we've talked about extensively, the same party as the president, the same party as the Senate. You know, Senator Cruz is very smart on all this stuff. I made sure you had a chance to test her. You did. And I want to compliment each member of the Democratic side for being firm but not going down the Kavanaugh road.
Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal not impressed with Graham.
I believe that this rush sham process is a disservice to our committee.
Senator Kamala Harris is canceling all campaign travel through the weekend out of an abundance of caution after a flight crew member and her communications director tested positive for coronavirus. Senator Harris tested negative for coronavirus twice over the past week. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world. Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got Lou Euler, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, and lots of things to talk about. And we'll start off with ACB, Amy Coney Barrett. Boy, how impressive has she been during this hearing, Lou?
And when one of the senators said, what are the notes that you've got on your pad that you're following here? And she held up the blank pad and revealed that she was responding directly for herself to each question and handled it just beautifully and with grace and humor and with intellect that confirms that she's ready for the United States Supreme Court.
Without a doubt, Lou, it says a lot. I think it's a great example for all of us to see. When you are anchored in the truth, that you are disciplined in your skill set, you don't need a lot of notes. You've got experience. She clearly is well experienced. I mean, her recall of different court cases in detail, understanding of the detail, and to be able to articulate them and respond to these senators that, I mean, they've got staffs. They've got staff members behind them giving them information, writing up the questions and that. And, you know, she's just taking all their bullets. And, you know, and I think you can't help but be proud. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, and you got to remember, this is a woman, a mom, a very accomplished judge, a professor, who is a product of the American way of life and the American system, is she not?
You bet. And she has, of course, she and her husband have five children of their own. And then to think that they reached out became the father and mother of two Haitian children who were orphaned, it just confirms the graciousness, the outreach, and all the rest. And, you know, this is just the culmination of the selection by President Trump of outstanding individuals who have come from a list of very accomplished and creative judges who feel as Barrett does and as Trump does, that the role of a judge is to interpret the law, not to make the law.
Exactly.
That's the beauty of what he's done.
I want to revisit just a moment, Lou, here, because you brought up her two Haitian children that her and her husband adopted. And this is in the era. I mean, there's a lot more of this where people have reached out to children of color and adopting. It is amazing. And when we talk about systemic racism and this issue of the racial divide in our country, I mean, between mixed marriages, adoptions of black kids by, you know, if you want to put it in that context, white family or families of non-black color, I guess, if you want to delineate it that way. I mean, it really says how far America has come, does it not?
Oh, yes. And this Black Lives Matter nonsense it underscores, as you say, that America has moved in the right direction. And what the Democrat Party has to remember is, and the progressives that are running on the, in the wake of Democrats, is that it was their party that started slavery. In 1860, Abe Lincoln, with the new Republican Party, or 1850, opposed slavery, ended slavery. It was the Democrat Party in the South that started the Ku Klux Klan, segregation, and all the rest. It took Dwight David Eisenhower and other Republicans to break that grip and to restore order for blacks as they became truly effective and great citizens of America.
Exactly. I mean, when you consider it that way, Lou, that is the cancel culture back then. And they used every means possible, the Ku Klux Klan and other means in which to discourage blacks from, you know, taking on their constitutional rights as being fully equal, and whether it had to do with vote, access to property, and on down the line, education. Just go down the list, but it's taken a while, and there's been, you know, so many of us, and certainly in the Civil War, you know, they want to talk about, you know, about how Black Lives Matter, and I say, well, how many white people or people of non-color died during the Civil War so that blacks would be free? That they would receive full measure of what our Constitution had laid out for all Americans. I mean, how do you respond to that? But no, let's not talk about that. We'll talk about Black Lives Matter. And then, of course, look at the net effect of what that whole idea has done to the NBA. Only seven million people watched the final of the NBA basketball championship. 7 million. I mean, we're talking, what's that, a reduction in audience size, I don't know, over 50%, I believe, is what the number. I mean, sure. It's just astronomical. And so people, whether it's their, whether NFL, whether it's, you know, basketball, whatever, go down that list, people don't want to hear about this. I mean, they don't, you know, they turn on to sports for the amusement, for entertainment. They don't want it to be political, and I think they're voting in a very sound and clear way, and that is with their pocketbook. They're not going to waste their money to be, you know, politically influenced or to be, you know, to be lectured to by people who are making millions of dollars and complaining in like there's some sort of discrepancy. There's just some disconnect here.
Yes. And, you know, when you jump shift to the policies for improving our economy, tax reform, and you see what that has done, it has reduced the unemployment level and increased the employment level, especially for minorities and blacks. It has been just an outstanding gain for all of those who were unemployed and who now have jobs. The intervention of COVID-19, of course, changed the course of things, but now we're restoring employment. We're restoring the level of pay and all the rest coming from the good policies that this administration and the Republicans have adopted.
And meanwhile, you got Joe Biden wanting credit. You know, he wants credit for the Trump economy somehow. And he's made it clear that he will increase taxes, pack the court, take away our energy independence, and lest people forget what we suffered under 8 years of an Obama-Biden regime. I mean, this is what we can look forward to with a Biden-Harris administration. Why would we want to go back, Lou?
That's right. And if anything came out of these debates, why it was that Biden and Kamala are going to reverse the tax reform, repeal it, increase taxes, and destroy what has been making America great again. And so you're absolutely correct. That's the message we have to get out. And that is that they're the enemies of the average family of four that has gained tremendously from tax reform.
And they're the enemy of employees, of jobs. I mean, again, their track record is proven. If you want to know what somebody's going to do, look at what they've done. And Obama, Biden destroyed, all but destroyed the middle class, and it took Donald Trump to revive it, right?
That's right. And, you know, let me give you an example.
We've got about a minute left, Lou. Go ahead. All right.
Okay. For Colorado, a family of four annual tax savings is over $2,000 a year. And over a 10-year period, that family will increase its take-home pay by over $31,000 because of tax reform.
He's the founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. He knows what he's talking about. Lou, how can people be in touch with you?
Join us with at limittaxes.org and be part of the victory party.
Are you pro-life but also care about immigration and the economy? Are you concerned about media bias and campaign rhetoric? iVoter Guide has put hundreds of hours of research into our voter guide so you can see what the candidates have done, not just what they say they'll do. Go to iVoterGuide.com today and vote your values now and on November 3rd. That's iVoterGuide.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills who always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
IQ, we want to be a blessing, okay? And we work hard to bring you the experts, people that know what they're talking about, that are short on opinion, long on facts and the truth. That's what Bill Martinez Live is all about. Joining us is the co-chair of Small Business for America's Future, the president and CEO of SC Small Business Chamber of Commerce, Frank Knapp Jr. joins us now. Frank, how are you?
Well, I am fine. Thank you very much for allowing me to be on your show.
No, great to have you here to talk about this. A survey of small business owners, 79% believe Congress should prioritize economic relief and election security over Supreme Court nominee, despite POTUS's announcement to hold off on federal relief. Of course, that since has been pulled back, and you've got Mnuchin and Nancy Pelosi back at it. And I would agree with the small business. Being a small business owner myself, this is something that should have been handled a long time ago. The fact that we're still continuing to deal with it is frustrating, clearly, for a majority of small business owners.
Absolutely. You know, the poll that the Small Business for America's Future released last week found that 15% said that they are going to be able to make it to the end of this month if they don't get some type of financial relief. 34% said they won't make it to the end of the year. So you can see that we seem to have priorities completely askew up in Washington. Mm-hmm. You know, getting the Supreme Court justice vacancy filled, taking up all of October, it's not going to save one of those businesses who say they can't make it to the end of the month, or one of those businesses that say they can't make it to the end of the year. Washington just does not understand the needs of small businesses.
Well, no question whatsoever. And I thought that when the president made the announcement, Frank, that he was pulling out of it, stop the negotiations. I thought it was a negotiation, strategy. And you and I both have been in negotiations long enough that sometimes you have to step away from the table to try to get some movement. There wasn't any movement happening between Nancy Pelosi and Secretary Mnuchin. And when he did that, then within a couple of days, it seemed like, okay, Nancy Pelosi was realizing she needed to come back. I mean, before we get anything that goes to Congress, it seems that the process, at least the procedure that they've always agreed on, and Nancy Pelosi echoed this just yesterday, and that is that, it's got to be pre-approved. It's got to have her approval on it, and that's what's going to come out of the meeting between her and Secretary Mnuchin, and then they can get together. Because right now, the only part of the Senate that is together is the Senate that is, adjudicating, this confirmation.
Well, you're right. I mean, certainly Speaker Pelosi has to say that she approves of whatever's, going down for a relief package. But then again, President Trump has to approve it also. And then Mitch McConnell has to approve it. So all three of them need to come together. But again, the priorities are all wrong right now, especially in the U.S. Senate. We did a poll, Small Business for America's Future, did a poll back in June, and 81% of the respondents said that the leaders in Washington just don't understand the needs of small businesses. This, what's going on right now, is just another example of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not only small businesses, but everyday Americans, Frank, the truth be known. I mean, I've maintained that if the senators and the congressmen were not getting their paychecks and they were feeling the same pain that everyday Americans were feeling, I think we'd come to a conclusion pretty quick. But they're still getting paid. They're still getting their hair done. They're still getting their chocolate ice cream. And meanwhile, real people, real lives, real problems, and as the president warned, don't let the solution be worse than the disease. And this thing, sadly, has become political. I mean, we're at war with this virus right now. And unlike any other wars, when you would get Americans coming together for the survival of our country, this political mindset has gone overboard, and it's on steroids, and it's killing our people. I mean, look at the suicide rate. Look at divorce rate. Look at what's happening with jobs. I mean, I don't have to tell you, Frank. I mean, there's a lot of pain here in River City, and I agree with you. And as much as could count on any one of the voters out there, they need to let their representatives know. And, of course, we've got an important date ahead of us, which is an election date. And maybe they'll be able to hear us now that this way and manner of running the government in which they've been doing this is unacceptable. It is not in the primary interest of the American people. And that's what needs to be stated in any which way we can do it. And I've been encouraging our listeners to make sure that they're in contact with their elected officials. But there's too many of us out there that don't even know who our senators are, who our representatives are. They don't even have the address. And we've made it so easy now. It's so easy to get addresses and emails that you can, send a response to, because the fact of the matter is, as you know, Frank, these elected officials, they do take notice of these letters and these emails that come into their office.
They certainly do, and we always encourage people to contact their House members or their senators and the president to let them know what they need. But I'm glad you brought up the issue of the average American out there who is suffering. And again, in the polls that we have done with small businesses, majority of small business owners understand that there needs to be some help, financial help, for the unemployed, because those people who don't have any income coming in, they have to pay the rent, they got to buy food, and they got to shop on Main Street. It is continuing to keep that level of consumer demand going in this economy that keeps small businesses alive. So I'm glad you mentioned that.
Well, it's consumer survival right now, Frank. It's not even demand. It's just like, hey, I just need to get some potatoes, and if I can get some vegetables and keep them on the table and keep my family fed and hold hold off, you know, my mortgage company from trying to foreclose on me. I mean, this is a tough battle, and everybody in America is touched by this. Either it's happening to us directly, or maybe we have a family member that's experienced. I can tell you, my number one son, my oldest son, he's been out of a job since March. He's in the trade show business. Well, you got to know, they've been shut down. And so he's been out of work since March. So, yes, he's dependent right now on whether it's family support, but certainly, you know, the government to carry the bills, you know, and help him with a family of five people.
Well, yeah, and well, I'm sorry to hear about your son, but there are millions like him
exactly.
across this country who have lost their job, no fault of their own, and they need that financial support to allow them to, as you said, pay their bills, and all of that helps with the undercurrent of the economy. And that's what's so frustrating about what the U.S. Senate is doing right now. They're focusing on something they could have done, they could do what they're doing now in November after the election and get the same result. Why they are putting off helping the small businesses and helping the citizens who are unemployed and not putting any money into finding helping with a vaccine being produced or funding rapid testing or contact tracing, all the things we need to do to get this virus under control, which will allow the economy to get back to somewhat a more of a normal economy, they're just not paying any attention to.
Well, I think the president has in motion, don't you think, Frank? I mean, with Operation Warp Speed, what's going on? I mean, the senators, what we need to keep the pressure on them is to help them realize that, look, we've got hurting people. And we need to keep the pressure on them to put the pressure on, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and whoever it is, you know, the leaders and even the president of the United States. That this is an immediate issue. I mean, for me, Frank, as a small businessman as well, you know, I think of all these small businesses that the way this, I mean, already we have small businesses, you know, small businessmen and women who had dreams and lost their businesses as a result of something that was no fault of their own. I mean, to me, that's a heartbreak for all that we put together. Maybe it's, you know, a second mortgage, it's family loans, that sort of thing, to start up a business and realize the dream that we've had and to have it put out because of something nefarious as this China virus. It is rather disgusting. But again, we have to, as a country, realize that this is really a war that we're in, and a war in a different type of format, but a war nonetheless. And we need to come together as Americans, not as Republicans and Democrats. I mean, we've had enough of this partisan politics. We just need to realize that, you know, our neighbor next to us who is a small businessman is hurting, or the neighbor next door that is an employee that counted on that small businessman has been out of a job. I mean, this is real pain, real suffering, and we need to, you know, demonstrate, you know, a renewed fervor of empathy for all Americans, not just Republicans and not just Democrats.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And if any of your listeners out there aren't really that concerned about success or survival of small businesses, let me just remind them that it was small businesses who did the massive hiring after the Great Recession, not big businesses.
Exactly.
And what we have seen now because of this pandemic, we're seeing in South Carolina, I think you mentioned I'm also the president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. We just did a survey to see what is happening to new business applications across South Carolina. They were down 31% from May through August, through March through July of 2019 compared to March through July of 2020. There were new business startups were down 31%. And now we're collecting data on how many businesses are shutting down.
Yeah.
We're in deep hurt here in this entire country if those numbers are you know, transferred to other states, because we need small businesses to survive, to get us out of this recession. And we know the economists will tell us that most net new jobs in this country come from small businesses that are less than 5 years old and have four or fewer employees.
Well, Frank Knapp Jr., thank you for all the great work. Thank you for coming on the show. We got to keep this up front and center, keep the pressure on our elected officials. Make sure you send out an email. Make a phone call. Get involved, and let's put the heat on these elected officials. He's the co-chair of Small Business for America's Future and president and CEO of South Carolina's.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.